Radiator repair needs. They have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, and our guest, as usual, it's Friday morning at this time, is Andras Skousen, going over the World Affairs Brief. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole Middle East is going up in a sheet of flame. I just got an email this morning from somebody who's been affiliated with the intelligence agencies for many years. His comment was, we're losing the Middle East. The Turkey, Syria, Egypt, so all these areas are going up. Iran is strengthening its position as far as Iraq is concerned. Behind the scenes, Putin and Sunni Obama are both working quietly. And, of course, they anticipate that certainly the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over that part of the world. And we're going to restart pulling back our consulates, starting pulling people out of that part of the world. Pulling our troops out, we'll be giving money, which we don't have, but of course that whole area is going up in a sheet of flame. The violence in Egypt will be spreading to other countries. There are already massive demonstrations in Turkey and in Saudi Arabia, which of course you'll never hear about through the control of media here. It looks like Assad is going to be successful in Syria, thanks to the backing of the Russians and the total inadequacies of our side, but then we never should have been there in the first place. We never should have financed this civil war in Syria and certainly totally disrupted the peace of the Middle East. With that as a background, let's go to Andrew Skousen. Good morning, Andrew. What are we going to be talking about today?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, the first topic in the World Affairs Brief today is about the U.S. response to the Egyptian massacres, or almost the non-response to Egyptian massacres. The death toll in the lethal government crackdown on opposition protesters in Egypt has exceeded 600, with thousands more wounded in just the last few days. With far less provocation, the U.S. and other Western nations cut off all aid, all commerce, and froze bank accounts in South Africa in the 1980s. Egypt currently receives about $2 billion in aid each year, including $1.3 billion of military aid, such as F-16 fighters and M1A1 Abrams tanks. Not to mention the easy lending of billions from the IMF. Instead of cutting all this aid over the recent bloodbath, Obama merely took a few minutes out of his golf vacation to announce he was canceling a military exercise with Egypt, which amounts to no sanctions at all. There is obviously a hidden agenda behind this kind of support for the Egyptian military, causing the U.S. to continually downplay the horrendous human rights record there. The violence is far from over. There are millions of opposition supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they have now been inflamed as never before, as the UK Independent wrote, quote, hundreds of supporters of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood stormed a government building in Cairo on Thursday and set it ablaze. As fury over a security crackdown on the Islamist movement that killed hundreds of people spilled onto the streets. In Alexandria, Egypt's second largest city, hundreds marched to protest against Wednesday's violent breakup of Brotherhood sit-ins in the capital, prompting nationwide violence in which at least 525 people died and thousands were wounded. We note that was as of Wednesday evening. We will come back again for the sake of our martyrs, the protesters chanted. They demanded the reinstatement of former President Mohamed Morsi, who was deposed by the army 6 weeks ago after mass demonstrations against him, and whose ouster triggered a crisis that has polarized the most populous Arab nations. Brotherhood spokesman Jihad el-Haddad told Reuters that anger within the movement, which has millions of supporters, was, quote, beyond control, unquote. After the blows and arrests and killings that we are facing, emotions are too high to be guided by anyone, he said. End quote. Joel says, the government is correct in their justification for intervention. Protesters have no right to block streets with barriers and halt commerce. No government can stand by idly and allow this violation of the public right to free movement. But the problem is that all of this can be done with non-lethal force. Continuing the Telegraph quote, on Wednesday, protesters clashed with police and troops who used bulldozers, tear gas, and live ammunition to clear two Cairo sit-ins that had become a hub of resistance to the military, end quote. Joel says, there is no excuse for expending live ammunition on crowds, even though there is evidence of agent provocateurs shooting at police in order to provoke such an armed response. The police are in armored vehicles and can survive the sniping. They don't have to shoot randomly into the crowds. It's true that one police armored car was pushed over a bridge and several police were killed, but this was an outrage for the shooting at the crowd. Globalist puppet Vice President El Baradei resigned this week to distance himself from the bloodshed. This positions him to return to power when the U.S. demands change, guaranteeing only a facade of change in the future. The U.S. is giving only lip service against this horrendous crackdown and is refusing to change any policies of aid to the Egyptian-backed military government. As the New York Times wrote this week, quote, the Obama administration on Wednesday condemned the Egyptian military's bloody crackdown on Muslim Brotherhood protesters, but showed no signs of taking any tough steps, like suspending American aid in response. Joel says, other mainstream press accounts amounted to outright biased attempts to justify the government's position, claiming the U.S. really has limited options. Listen to USA Today, one of the most notorious of the pro-government newspapers in America. Quote, the Egyptian government's violent crackdown on Islamist protesters underscores the limits of U.S. influence with the nation's generals, who benefit from $1.3 billion a year in American military aid. Joel says, how do you know your influence is limited if you haven't imposed any sanctions? Bloomberg also reports on the presumed impotence of U.S. limits. Quote, the Obama administration may show its disapproval by canceling next month's Bright Star joint military exercise, Joel says, which was announced on Thursday, and the Pentagon has already delayed the scheduled delivery of four F-16 fighter jets. Joel says, I can tell you that a delay and not cancellation of the new fighters sends the message that we'll just have to wait until things calm down a little before we resume aid. Now comes the disinformation. Quote, yesterday's assault by security forces in Cairo came after days of diplomatic efforts by the U.S. and allies to persuade the military-backed interim government and the generals who wield the real power to show restraint with mass demonstrations and seek a peaceful resolution with supporters of ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Joel says, the press does not actually have first-hand information of what the U.S. is saying in private diplomatic talks with Egyptian generals. But I can tell you this. If
hold
the
that
US
thought.
Said,
hold the thought.
Don't shoot any more demonstrators or we'll cut off aid permanently, it would stop.
We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Stelzner.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. We're talking about certainly what's going on over in Egypt, the tragic situation. Just this morning, I was reading where President Obama tried to call the commanding general over in Egypt, and apparently was going to tell him just to back off using violence, and the Egyptian general just wouldn't even talk to the American president. We're losing our influence over there. That whole area is going into chaos. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, well, the U.S. actually still has quite a bit of influence here. As my dad points out, if the U.S. were to say, don't shoot any more demonstrators or we'll cut off all our aid permanently, the violence would stop. Instead, all news sources like Bloomberg can say and other government shills is extend the disinformation about how the U.S. has supposedly, quote-unquote, lost their influence. They say, quote, the clashes which left hundreds dead show the U.S. has lost much of the influence over the decisions of the Egypt's military and political elite compared with years ago, said Jeffrey Martini, a Middle East analyst in Washington with RAND Corporation, a policy research organization. Joel comments, Bloomberg fails to alert their readers that the RAND Corporation is a CIA front. Continuing with the Bloomberg quote, this is because the share of U.S. aid relative to Egyptian GDP has fallen tenfold over the past 20 years, he said by email. The checkbook diplomacy of the Arab Gulf states also diminishes U.S. leverage. And finally, Egyptians know the U.S. has strategic interests at stake, military access, i.e. to the Suez Canal, and regional stability, i.e. no war with Israel, we are unlikely to jeopardize, end quote. Joel says, the influence of Arab Gulf states is growing in places like Egypt, but only because the U.S. has a seamless relationship with Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen, wherein the U.S. guarantees protection for these dictatorial regimes. In exchange for them, partially financing regimes like Egypt and Al-Qaeda-affiliated rebels in Syria, so that the U.S. is less overt when it manipulates these foreign nations. Those strategic interests the U.S. doesn't want to jeopardize are the facets of its globalist conflict agenda, which is currently focusing on Syria, that we will see play out in the next year or so. But this is not an agenda of peace. Here's recent evidence of the U.S. playing soft again with another tyrant of the Middle East, Bahrain, which is in their stable of puppet regimes that do the U.S. bidding. When the opposition threatens to rise up yet again in this country to overthrow the tyrannical regime there, the U.S. doesn't even pretend to demand change, but sends in warships to support the dictator. Paul Joseph Watson of Infowars.com reports, quote, while the world concentrates on the bloody scenes emerging out of Egypt, the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier has been stationed off the coast of Bahrain in response to building protests against the country's U.S.-backed dictatorship. Quote, the timing is instructive. Pro-democracy protesters are preparing to demonstrate for human rights in the capital, Manama, writes Afshin Ratansi. The Nimitz, lead flat top of President Obama's carrier Strike Group 11, rolled into the harbor as if to say out loud, the United States will not tolerate Arab Spring-style democracy in this island kingdom, home to the U.S. Fifth Fleet. The USA supports the dictatorship installed here in the 18th century. Despite massive protests planned for today, A tight security clampdown appears to have stopped large-scale demonstrations in the city, reports the Associated Press, with the Bahraini Prime Minister having vowed to, quote-unquote, punish anti-government protesters. While the U.S. corporate media has dutifully sold the Syrian uprising as a grassroots revolution, when in reality it was quickly hijacked by radical jihadists and al-Qaeda terrorists, there has been virtually zero coverage afforded to Bahrain's struggle for freedom. That probably has plenty to do with the fact that the country is a key launchpad for any future U.S. attack on Iran, and the regime is a compliant puppet state for U.S. hegemonic interests. When former CNN journalist Amber Lyon made a documentary highlighting the royal dictatorship of Bahrain's crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators, CNN International refused to air the film, and Lyon was later fired. It subsequently emerged that the Bahraini regime was paying CNN to portray the country in a positive light, end quote.
And I think it's so important that for our listeners to understand that we're financing dictators all throughout the world. In fact, Morsi in Egypt was democratically elected, and we backed the military that overthrew him. So all this talk about democracy and freedom is simply a cover for the fact that our leaders have an agenda. It's a globalist agenda, and we want dictators to go along with our globalist plans. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's exactly right. Take the issue of the rebel war crimes in Syria. A video showing a Syrian rebel leader cutting out the heart of a Syrian dead soldier and taking a symbolic bite was shown by the alternative media, i.e. Glenn Beck, hoping to sway Americans to put pressure on the Obama administration's military support for the rebel. But it will do no good. Just like NSA domestic spying, the government has an agenda, and they are not going to stop taking us down the road to world government no matter what the public wants. It was telling that the mainstream media refused to show this video, but it was an opportunity that Russia's president couldn't pass up. Putin commented on it as an example of how the West was supporting the wrong side. Well, let's switch to a different part of the world for a growing direct threat to the U.S., China as a strategic threat. Joel says, as I predicted, a few establishment think tanks are beginning to wake up to the China threat, long after it's too late to stop Chinese hegemony. Here are some pretty good tactical analysis by Barry D. Watts in a report called The Evolution of Precision Strike, produced by the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment. Watts is a former Pentagon official. He says, quote, China's growing arsenal of highly accurate land-based ballistic missiles is the most conspicuous element of Beijing's anti-access aerial denial weapons. China's unique DF-21D anti-ship ballistic missile, which can hit aircraft carriers 1,200 miles out at sea, is the weapon causing the greatest concern to the U.S. Navy. It would take a DF-21D about 10 minutes to reach a nuclear-powered carrier. Moving at 30 knots, the warship could cover 5 miles during the flight, requiring the precision-guided missile's maneuverable warhead to cover 79 square miles during the attack. China's over-the-horizon radars could detect and track a carrier strike group well out in the Western Pacific, but the long wavelengths of those radars would not provide the accuracy needed for target updates against a fast-moving naval combatant, Joel comments. Hence the need for the warhead to have its own radar to pick up the track. The Chinese would need reconnaissance satellites to guide the satellite, Joel says, which it is working on. China currently is deploying navigation satellites. China's goal is to force U.S. air and naval forces to operate up to 1,500 miles away from China, complicating U.S. efforts to knock out Chinese facilities in a conflict, including those located in thousands of miles of underground tunnels. End quote. Mr. Watts admits that the Pentagon is reluctant to develop new strategies and equipment to deal with these growing threats. This is in part because of the political control of the military, which continues to insist the U.S. switch from preparing a two-ocean war strategy and concentrate on unconventional warfare and terrorism. They could be accused of focusing on the wars of occupation our globalist leaders have instigated, but I think there is a major agenda to make sure the U.S. is not prepared for nuclear World War III, says Joel. Why else would Obama be disarming even as the Russians and Chinese are building new and more sophisticated ICBM systems and radar? China's growing arsenal of ICBMs. Bill Gertz of the Washington Free Beacon keeps the nation informed on this part of the Chinese threat. He says, quote, China's military recently carried out a third test of a long-range DF-31A ballistic missile capable of hitting the United States with nuclear warheads. U.S. officials with access to intelligence reports said the flight test of a DF-31A road-mogul ICBM took place July 24th in China and highlights Beijing's large-scale nuclear force buildup. Joel inserts a comment, you will notice our government never issues a press release about these threats, as they do daily in the phony war on terror. This is confirmation to me that they want this war someday, and they want America ignorant of the threat until it is too late. Continuing with the Bill Gertz quote. The test was carried out in complete secrecy as part of China's policy of not revealing details of its strategic nuclear forces in public. A Pentagon spokesman had no comment on the flight test. I recommend you contact the Embassy of the People's Republic of China, Lieutenant Colonel Todd Brasail said. Joel says, no comment means all military spokespersons are warned to not blow the whistle on anything pertaining to Russia and China. Of course, spokespersons are told that this is merely because we are trying to befriend them as allies, but I believe the motive is much more sinister. And predictably, the Chinese embassy spokesman did not respond or comment about the ICBM test. Continuing with the Gertz quote. The U.S. officials did not provide further details of the flight test. However, it was the third flight test of a DF-31A within the past year. By contrast, the Obama administration has put off U.S. ICBM tests several times in recent years, and what military officials said were politically motivated delays. A Minuteman III missile test was put off last year until after the presidential election, and delayed again until May over concerns an ICBM flight test would be misconstrued by North Korea, which has its own long-range missile. Joel comments, actually, delaying U.S. tests are a good thing, because our testing is actually just shooting off our last functioning ICBMs and not replacing them. We haven't built a new missile for 20 years, and now our stockpile of active Minuteman III is down to below 450 units. The Gertz quote continues, China is developing multiple independently targetable reentry vehicles, or MIRVs, for its missiles, and also has used decoy warheads designed to fool U.S. missile defense sensors. A recently published report by the Air Force National Air and Space Intelligence Center concluded, China has the most active and diverse ballistic missile development program in the world. It is developing and testing offensive missiles, forming additional missile units, qualitatively upgrading missile systems, and developing methods to counter ballistic missile defenses, the report said. The Chinese ballistic missile force is expanding in both size and types of missiles. According to the report, Chinese military has more than 15 DF-31A launchers for the solid-fueled single warhead ICBM that has a range greater than 6,835 miles. Other missile specialists say the DF-31A is capable of carrying up to five nuclear warheads. The July 24th DF-31A test came exactly a year after the Chinese conducted what a U.S. official said was one of the first flight tests of a new longer-range ICBM called the DF-41, which is expected to be China's first long-range missile outfitted with multiple warheads. The Pentagon's 2011 annual report on China's military stated that China is continuing to modernize its nuclear forces by enhancing silo-based ICBMs and adding harder-to-detect mobile missiles. In recent years, the road-mobile solid-propellant DF-31 and DF-31A intercontinental range ballistic missiles have entered service, the report said.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. We're going to a break. But China is in full production for war with missiles, and we are unilaterally disarming. Doesn't make any sense. But, of course, we have no effective anti-ballistic missile system, whereas China is developing them. It doesn't make sense. Why are we disarming when the Chinese are preparing for war, as are the Russians? So we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Andrew Skousen as we analyze what's going on. And unless you understand that our leaders are planning for a war, they have the underground facilities for themselves. They're storing food, ammunition. They're making all the preparations. So the elite will certainly survive. But what about the American population? And certainly there's no question in my mind, I don't think in Joel's mind, that certainly a World War III, a nuclear war, is coming. Joel thinks it's going to be some years from now. I certainly hope he's correct. But the fact that China is in full production and making all sorts of intercontinental ballistic missiles and anti-ballistic missiles and British arming doesn't make sense, ladies and gentlemen. The media is not telling us. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton is honoring our armed forces. They're the people who have kept our country free for over 200 years. It's the members of our nation's military who have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This tribute is from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. That's 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and of course, Andrew, before we go on, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and then how they can get your dad's books, books like Strategic Relocation, or The Secure Home, or the other book that deals with making a secure room in your home. But basically, we're moving into very, very difficult times. People should make preparations, and these books certainly provide a great deal of information to help people planning for the very difficult time that lies ahead. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Certainly, Dr. Stan. Thank you. The best way is for people to log on to worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. There they will see all of the news stories that we find useful for people to supplement their news information sources, and they can see some of the news stories that we're considering. If they actually want to read Joel's analysis in the World Affairs Brief, they need to subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and there's a very prominent button there to help them do that. And then with a quick PayPal, they can pay the modest fee and have access not only to every week's brief, but also to all of the past editions of our brief. Also on the worldaffairsbrief.com website, they can log on to joelskousen.com. There's a link there, which has descriptions of all of the books and materials offered by Joel Skousen. The most popular book is the Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which, of course, lists all of the best places for people to relocate to within the U.S. We've also added a section about all of the expatriate sites around the world and what we think of those. So people can look at that. Once they have a good place, once they found a good place for themselves, they should get one of our two books, either The Secure Home, which highlights everything from A to Z about securing your house or installing all of the high security features, alternate energy, preparing for hard times. If they don't feel like they are going to remodel their entire house but just want a single secure room, they should get the High Security Shelter book. This is a smaller volume and is cheaper, which can help people with just a small-scale room that will still hold and host a family and all of your preparations in a protected place that will give them protection from fallout and civil unrest, as well as natural disasters and even moderate explosions. So all of these books are available there, but they are also available through you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
That's right, by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a difficult time. It's time to start making your preparations, and this is an excellent way to learn at least how to get started. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right. And one of the biggest threats that is looming is this threat of Chinese buildup. The Chinese now have missiles that can easily reach the U.S., intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they are actively working very hard to increase the number, amount, and range and complexity of these missiles, as reported by Bill Gertz from the Washington Free Beacon. He says, China's military uses extreme secrecy to mask its strategic nuclear missile program. A senior Chinese official revealed during talks with U.S. officials in Beijing in 2009 that even the number of Chinese nuclear weapons is a closely guarded secret. Assistant Foreign Minister He Yafe was quoted in a classified State Department cable made public by WikiLeaks that said that if China revealed the size of its nuclear arsenal, it would eliminate its deterrent value, end quote. Joel says it would do no such thing. The size of the arsenal would scare the pants off Americans, and that is why they don't talk, and the reason the Pentagon doesn't reveal what it knows. Well, the next story is piggybacks on the story about China, and it is that every major nation is gearing up for war except the U.S. That's the way the West does it prior to any world war. They disarm and disarm and play like war isn't coming. And while America sleeps, the Russians are building the fourth-generation Topol-M multi-warhead missiles with stealth and maneuvering warheads to deceive U.S. anti-ballistic missile systems, which have no warhead and must make a direct hit. The Russians are also building an advanced early missile warning radar that is huge and will radically improve Russia's capabilities of detecting U.S. anti-ballistic missiles and our own incoming missiles. According to the Russian Defense Minister, quote, the new Voronezh-class radar will be built near the town of Orsk in the Orenburg region as part of the comprehensive missile early warning network to be completed in Russia by 2020. Colonel Alexei Zolotukhin told reporters on Monday. In addition to the Orenburg radar, the preparations for construction of new generation radars are underway in the Krasnoyarsk and the Altai territories, Zolotukhin said. Joel says, these are over-the-horizon radars and can be extremely effective. In addition, Germany is slowly preparing for a worldwide war. It was only a few years ago that the German parliament finally changed the post-World War II law that prohibited Germany from having anything but defensive weapons. Nor could the German army operate in foreign countries. Now all of that has been changed due to NATO creeping participation, justified again by the war on terror. TheTrumpet.com has the story about this. It says, quote, "In a reflection of German elite's imperialist vision," Joel says, actually, it's globalist, not imperialist, "a new command structure emerges in preparation for worldwide war operations." A recent release from GermanForeignPolicy.com reveals the following. "The German army has set in operation a new command structure for worldwide war operations. The Multinational Commando Operative Command, based in Baden-Württemberg's Ulm, should guide the organization of the EU battle group. According to their own statement, they are prepared for every imaginable mission in an intervention area of up to 6,000 kilometers distance, including the use of highly intensive force. That should send shivers up the spine of old diehards who remember the last time that Germany prepared for the use of highly intensive force in worldwide war operations." The GermanForeignPolicy.com release continues, "The battle groups are being trained regularly within the framework of special forces maneuvers. Their agenda includes support of parties involved in civil war. To the generations blinded to the historic reality of past German aspirations for imperial power by half a century of miseducation and revisionist history, such a startling revelation of this latest Bundeswehr restructuring will mean nothing. In the meantime, as the September German federal elections approach, we continue to declare, watch Germany's worldwide war preparations. The GermanForeignPolicy.com report indicates the recent restructure of the Bundeswehr brings that prospect one more significant step closer," end of quote. Well, let's switch back to the Middle East. Israel's government doesn't listen to the people either. The Israeli government is also thumbing their nose at the people as they follow the globalist script relative to Palestinian peace talks. Israel's Supreme Court rejected all appeals by victims of Palestinian terrorists that were released this week. This is typical of how Israel always claims to show, quote-unquote, good faith by releasing some criminals. In fact, sometimes over 1,000. But all this does is unleash more terror on the streets again. The Associated Press has the story.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Andrew Skousen with us this morning for the last segment. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we're just talking about how the Israeli government is continuing to release more Palestinian terrorist prisoners back to the Palestinians in an effort to restart peace talks.
Well, of course, they say that they want to release the Palestinian terrorists to get the peace talks going. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get peace talks going by releasing terrorists. It was simply about 3 or 4 months ago when they released 1,027 terrorists. 400 of them were convicted murderers. Many of them were repeat murderers. And they released 1,027 terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier. The truth of the matter is, they released the terrorists so that you can have a war on terrorism. Most people don't want to be involved in this, sometimes to get emotionally involved as they are in Egypt today, but most people don't want to be involved in terrorism. So you've got to release the terrorists so you'll have terrorists, so you can have a war on terrorism. But the average individual can't believe that this is what's going on, but that's what's going on. But go ahead, Andrew.
That's right. Well, Israel's Supreme Court even rejected all the appeals by victims of these Palestinian terrorists and declared that they were still to be released. It's typical of how Israel claims to show good faith by releasing some criminals, but all it does is unleash more terror. The Associated Press said, quote, Israel's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by Israeli victims' families to block the release of Palestinian prisoners that was part of a U.S. brokered deal that led to a resumption of Mideast talks. Israel has agreed to free 104 Palestinian prisoners ahead of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks scheduled to start Wednesday. On Monday, Israel published the names of the first 26 prisoners to be released, and Israelis were given 48 hours to appeal. A group of bereaved Israeli families appealed, but Supreme Court judges on Tuesday rejected the appeal, ruling that legal precedents allow for such prisoner releases, though they said they sympathize with the family's grief, end quote. Joel says, sure they do. When you read some of the stories of the victims' families, you'd be incensed that terrorists who blew up buses filled with innocent children are being released. Looking now at Benghazi, an attorney for one of the CIA whistleblowers with information on weapons transfers from Benghazi to anti-American rebels in Syria says that there were 400 U.S. missiles that the U.S. diverted to Libya that were stolen as part of the attack on the CIA storage depot in Benghazi, which was attacked at the same time as the embassy. Was this the lure for Libyan rebels who eventually attacked the embassy to raid that secret armory? Where will the missiles show up next? Downing a U.S. airliner? Our Hawkins has the story. Quote, on August 12th, Joe DeGenova, attorney for one of the Benghazi whistleblowers, told Washington, D.C.'s WMAL that one of the reasons people have remained tight-lipped about Benghazi is because 400 U.S. missiles were, quote, diverted to Libya, end quote, and ended up being stolen and fallen into, quote, the hands of some very ugly people. End quote. Joel says, diverted means the U.S. diverted them to Libya to cover for their original as they were transferred to Syria, which would have been illegal without congressional authorization. Continuing the quote, DeGenova represents Benghazi whistleblower Mark Thompson. He told WMAL that he does not know whether the missiles were at the annex, but it is clear the annex was somehow involved in the distribution of those missiles. Joel says, that's because the whistleblower Thompson doesn't have first-hand knowledge about the missiles. He claims a source, a familiar intelligence official who stayed in constant contact with people in the special ops and intelligence community, so this could be disinformation. There are many anonymous leakers on the net claiming to be, quote-unquote, former special forces or ops, who are spreading disinformation daily on behalf of the government, trying to create bogus conspiracy claims they can later debunk. However, on August 4th, Breitbart News covered a report in the Telegraph that said 35 CIA operatives were working in Benghazi when the attack against the consulate took place. This means the embassy had more than just the ambassador and a few staff workers, as the government previously claimed. The Telegraph said these operatives were allegedly in an, quote, annex near the consulate on a project to supply missiles from Libyan armories to Syrian rebels, end quote, which corroborates the claims just mentioned. Continuing the quote, months earlier, following then-Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta's February 7th testimony on Capitol Hill about the Benghazi attacks, Senator Rand Paul suggested that one of the causes behind the terrorist attack may have been that there was a gun-running operation going on in Benghazi, leaving Libya and going to Turkey and distributing arms to the Syrian rebels, end quote. Joel says, indeed there was. But the larger story is, why did the government not want Ambassador Stevens to survive, as evidenced by issuing and reiterating stand-down orders to prevent rescue? Either Stevens was getting cold feet about running the operation and had to be eliminated, or the U.S. wanted everyone dead who knew once the operation was blown. The latter is a real possibility, now that the CIA has sequestered all of the survivors and threatened them against talking to the press or Congress. They've been given new identities and have been assigned to secret locations around the nation, and are given monthly polygraph tests asking if they've talked. So much for Obama's promise of transparency in government. Well, Dr. Stan, this issue of Benghazi really should have brought down the Obama presidency. It's as big or bigger than the Iran-Contra scandal. But there's no end of corruption with these presidents in the U.S. The next story is about Clinton Foundation corruption. The Clintons are the epitome of corruption in government, with a history going back at least to Clinton's days as governor of Arkansas. At that time, he was paid millions by the CIA to cover for the government's importation of drugs into the MENA, Arkansas airport as part of the Contra gun-running scheme. International money launderer Mark Rich and Clinton aide Vince Foster were reportedly both involved in setting up the Clintons' secret Swiss bank accounts that even today are used to hide all their millions. That explains in part why Clinton pardoned felon Mark Rich in the waning hours of his presidency. Breitbart.com and the New York Times detail this week how the Clintons are still selling favors to the rich and powerful, who then make huge donations to their favorite quote-unquote charity, i.e. the Clinton Foundation.
Hey, we're out of time, Andrew. God bless. Thanks much. We'll talk to you next week at the same time.
Thank you, Doctor.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.mikrahakodesh.com.
voiceofmanywatchers.org. That's voiceofmanywatchers.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, and of course, basically, Andrew was going to be talking about the Clinton Foundation. They've gotten something like $400 million in, and this is simply payment for services rendered. Basically, when Bill Clinton got out of the White House, he wrote a book, and they gave him $10 million for writing that book. This is how they pay the politicians, and this is how they get loyalty. This is why the people do what they're told to do, because you're very well rewarded if you're corrupt enough. We got a real problem, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, we've turned our back on God. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. America was established as a republic. We've become a democracy. The American people are kept fat, dumb, and happy, emphasizing the importance of sports, but not realizing, of course, that the power of the United States is being used to bring about a world dictatorship. We're financing dictators all throughout the world. But, of course, the average American doesn't understand that we have a massive military. It's not there to bring peace to the world. It's to establish a one-world dictatorship under a ruling elite. And the story of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will explain to you who is behind all of this. So if you haven't read my book, oh, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest several of our other books, or several of our other talks. One is called Agenda 21, The Secret Plan. Another is called Population Control, The Secret Agenda. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the very real threat to America from electromagnetic pulse attack or solar flares, you need to get the DVD on the EMP threat or the 4-CD set on the EMP threat. They're both available. They're both important. You need to understand we're moving into very, very difficult times. We have a great book on how to protect your child written by our good friend Barrett Schoest. Basically, the children in public schools really don't stand a chance. The book How to Protect Your Child is important, but even more important is to consider getting your children out of public schools, your grandchildren, and for less than $17 a year while you get a homeschool programming. That's the Robinson Homeschool Program, $195 for 12 years of education, and it's all there on the CDs, complete with all the textbooks. The only thing you have to get independent are the math textbooks. So give serious consideration to getting your children and your grandchildren out of public schools. They'll thank you for it down the line. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, radioliberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs there. 4 hours a day live. We do 5 hours of talk radio every day. And you can get 4 hours at radioliberty.com. You can get the archive programs. And we try to bring you the people who give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. And so if you really care about America, if you care about freedom, you must be informed and you must join us in this epic struggle, a struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, which will be destroyed if you're not involved. Because believe me, once in every generation, why, we face that challenge, we face it today, and you're either going to help us, there are going to be enough people who care about freedom, or freedom is going to be lost and become simply a remembrance of things past. We were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. We're losing that battle. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Get others informed, get others involved. Until Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned